May it please the Court, good morning. I'm Phil Krajewski, and I represent the appellant in this case, Alan Jones. We're here on the appeal of a grant of summary judgment in our reverse discrimination case in which Mr. Jones was not promoted to the level of sergeant on the Springfield Police Department.
There was no vacancy for sergeant, was there?
That's the city's position. Our position is that there was a vacancy.
It's a finding of fact?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
A finding of fact?
By the past practice of the city of Springfield, in the same situations that they found there was a vacancy, although there technically wasn't. In other words,
there technically wasn't means there wasn't.
In other words, somebody would resign effective on a certain date, and there were at least four occasions in the record where prior to the resignation taking into effect.
You mean they had the right to create a vacancy, but there was none pending, none in existence at the time he applied?
There was an announced vacancy, and they went ahead and promoted a candidate prior to the announced vacancy taking effect.
There was no vacancy when he applied, right?
When he was on the roster, he was number four.
There's no vacancy when he's... His beef is that they could have created a vacancy and didn't. Am I correct?
They could have treated it as if there was a vacancy.
So the answer to my question is yes, there wasn't a vacancy, but they could have created one.
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
In this particular case, there were four people. There were three people above Mr. Jones. The first two were Caucasians, and the third one was Ralph Harris, who was an Afro-American. The roster was about ready to expire on October 5th, and on October 1st, we contend that there were four possible promotions that could have been made to sergeant. The first two Caucasians were promoted, and then Ralph Harris was promoted to sergeant, and at that point, the promotion stopped. Jones, we contend, could have been promoted, but was not. And a few days later, on the 5th of October, the roster expired. Now, these rosters were two-year rosters.
Well, do you think it was improper to promote Harris ahead of him?
No, it was not improper. It was the way, that was the order in which promotions did occur. They always...
Right. So what is the reason to think that he wasn't promoted because he was white? I mean, they didn't put a black person in his place, did they?
No, they did not, Your Honor. The reason...
Discrimination.
We're contending that the whole thing about the vacancy was pretext, because in the past they had promoted candidates when there was an
announced... Well, they promoted three, right?
They promoted three,
and
yes,
then
Your Honor.
They didn't want to do a fourth, but what makes you think that if Jones had been black, they would have promoted?
Well, in the case, Your Honor, in the case of Harris.
Well, I know, but that he was third, right? So how many do they have to keep going with? Right?
Technically, it was not a vacancy there either, because
I understand, but you say there were these. No vacancies that could be treated as vacancies. There were four. They filled three. Decided not to fill the fourth. Why would one infer racial discrimination from that?
Because in Harris's case,
it's one thing to want to hire some blacks. It's another thing to dislike white people. I mean, so are you saying that they just didn't like, they're just fed up with white people or something like that? And they said, we don't want any more white sergeants.
Your Honor, that's not our contention. We're contending that race...
Where's the discrimination then? Right here, right?
The discrimination...
The preferable treatment.
The Afro-American Harris was promoted...
Yeah, but he was third. He was ahead of...
But there was no vacancy technically because...
Well, of course, but there weren't... But that's your whole point. You don't need a technical vacancy to promote someone. But then the question is, they stopped at three. Why would you think that was racial?
I think the city's whole statement that there was no vacancy is...
They don't always appoint someone to one of these non-vacancy vacancies, do they?
No, they don't, Your Honor.
Right. So why would you think that Jones's race was the reason he wasn't promoted?
Because they treated him different from Harris in the fact that the promotion that Harris got became effective before.
But what if they just promoted number one? Would that be discrimination against blacks because they didn't promote Harris?
No, Your Honor. That's not our contention at all.
Well, that's the implication.
Our contention.
The implication is any time you could fill a vacancy and you don't, then the person, if you decide not to fill it, then the person can complain of race discrimination. He's either white or he's black, but it doesn't matter.
There's a third possibility.
Well, our contention is that if you look at the background of the Harris promotion, in September 2003, a year before, the roster was about ready to expire. And at that point in time, Ricky Davis, an Afro-American lieutenant on the force, went to the chief of police and asked that the roster be extended another year because...
You know, suppose it's true, as you argue, that they wouldn't have reached down to number three, to Harris, except that they wanted to promote a black. And if they had put him ahead of someone else who was white, then, you know, you have beginnings of a case. But that's not your complaint. Your complaint is that they didn't, having reached down for Harris, they had to reach one more rung down. I don't understand that.
I guess we view the question in this case as being on the facts of this case. If Jones had been African American, would a reasonable jury be able to conclude that he would have been promoted?
Thanks for that. Just because they'd appointed Harris? Maybe that's all the blacks they wanted. What makes you think that if Jones were black, he would have been promoted?
Well, basically, the history of trying to get the Afro-Americans in the sergeant slot developed over a course of a year, and there was a lot of public sentiment from the African-American community.
Right. So the department gave them Harris. So what's the evidence that if Jones had been black, they would have given them another black?
I believe a reasonable jury could conclude that, Your Honor, from the fact that the department wanted to put blacks in the slots of sergeant, but they denied that. They did not come up with an affirmative action plan. We think the whole thing that there was no vacancy was pretextual in this case.
When did that list expire?
It expired the first time. It would have expired in 2003 on October 5th. They extended it to October 5th, 2004. The promotions occurred on October 1st, and the list expired on the 5th of October.
So there wasn't on the 5th of October, there technically was not a vacancy, right?
On the 5th of October,
the other vacancy hadn't occurred yet.
We contend there was.
I know they had designated who was going to fill it, but they hadn't other fellow was still holding that spot.
We contend there was a de facto.
Not a de facto, just regular.
The lieutenant moved up and sat in the office of the deputy chief that was leaving. He acted as deputy chief in denying Jones's grievance, and that's the proper person to have denied it. And he was listed on the roster as deputy chief. So we contend there's a de facto vacancy at that point, regardless of whether or not there was a retirement.
Okay, then they started a new list, right? New test, new list?
They would. On the expiration, yes, there would be a new list. And interestingly enough there, in August of 2005, just before the list was about to expire, they ran a test, a written test. And at that point in time, Harris came up as preliminarily number 23 on the list. So if they went into the next roster, there's a good chance.
He looked a lot better on the first list, huh?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Well, the next list, after they declined to promote Jones, was that full of blacks or what?
I don't know, Your Honor.
Well, that's kind of important because what if there were no whites on the new list? I mean, no blacks on the new list. Then failing to promote Jones could hardly be a racial thing, right?
It
wouldn't be they were saving that fourth slot for a black person whom they knew would be on the next list. Is there any evidence of that?
No, Your Honor.
Pardon?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Martinez?
Let me see if I can state your position correctly. There was no vacancy to promote him to.
Yes, that's correct.
That's the beginning and the end of that.
That's correct, Your Honor. There was no vacancy in which the plaintiff could have filled. The vacancy occurred after the list expired when Chief Burton retired from the department.
Well, is Mr. Krajewski right? There's nothing in the record about the racial composition of the next list?
I believe that is correct. But one thing I need to correct him on is that next list wasn't complete, in that the testing process was still ongoing. There was only a written component given to that point. So to look at the placement of people on that list would be...
premature.
Exactly, because there was no... the oral assessment had not taken place.
Well, there was some effort to get the new list in place, as I understand it, because there were some black applicants that were potentially... on that list, some new people that came in the department, they wanted to get a fresh list. Now, that, I don't know, that was somewhere in the briefs, wasn't it?
It was, Your Honor, but that wasn't the sole reason. There was also the concern that if vacancies arose, there wouldn't be a list in which to promote sergeants and lieutenants from. So there was a public safety concern that
the list had run out of people?
Right. If it had not been extended, Your Honor, that's what I'm talking about, in 2003. The reason it was extended wasn't just to pick up Ralph Harris. It was also a public safety concern in order to ensure that there were people available to be promoted and we had a list in place.
So there were others on that list than besides Jones?
Correct.
But you are suggesting, aren't you, that one reason for not promoting Jones was to allow for appointments from a new list which might contain more blacks?
To respond to that question, Jones wasn't reached because the department had indicated back in August in a press release that Chief Clement issued stated that if any vacancies arose, they would be filled from the list that were in place. And that's exactly what happened. Both the white officers and the black officer, Ralph Harris, were treated in the same manner.
Okay, but why didn't they make the fourth promotion for Jones?
Because there was no vacancy. No vacancy had arisen.
There were vacancies for the first three, right? They could have promoted him. So why didn't
they? Just decided to quit at three?
No, because they had stated early on, before any promotions had started, that if a vacancy occurred before the expiration of the list, they would go ahead and promote. It was in a press release. It was.
What was the difference between the quasi-vacancy, or whatever you want to call it, that Harris filled, and the one that Jones wasn't promoted to fill?
Well, there was no quasi-vacancy. Harris filled Stephen Swetland's position. Swetland was promoted to a lieutenant. On that day, Ralph Harris was promoted into the sergeant's position to take over for Swetland. So there was nothing to indicate that Ralph Harris was promoted prematurely. He was promoted when a vacancy occurred on the same day that Steve Swetland was promoted to the position of lieutenant. And also, Patrick Fogelman was being trained. He was a lieutenant. He was signing off on things as a lieutenant. He was being trained by the deputy chief at that time. He was not acting as a deputy chief. That's one of their arguments, is that it could have there could have been a vacancy because they were indicating that Patrick Fogelman was working in the position of a deputy chief, which is simply not true. The fact that he may have signed off on some documents was part of his training, as well as the person training him, Jim Burton, indicated he would have his administrative lieutenant sign off on documents when he wasn't present as well. So that was part of the training process.
Well, we know that, at least the briefs, that Jones was 12th on the new list. He said something about Harris. I don't know how Harris got on the new list, but he was 23rd or something. Is this new list, I guess it's not in the record, because I understood that they wanted to get some fresh people and opportunity to get on the list. That's all I understood that.
That was the argument that, or that was the position put down by the police chief when they were considering whether to extend the list, that there could be more minorities that would test in the next hiring process.
And we don't know how that turned out, I guess.
I don't recall if that is in the record. But even if it's in the record, the ranking is disingenuous because the testing process hadn't been completed.
Yeah, I'm just sort of curious to see how it worked out.
It is the city's contention that, as pointed out by the court, there's no vacancy here. There's no vacancy for Mr. Jones to fill. The vacancy occurred after the list had expired.
I've already said that.
And with that said, Your Honor, thank you.
By the way, I'm confused. So Harris was filling a vacancy, but on the other hand, if they'd waited a few days, that list would have expired, and then isn't that right?
I guess I'm not understanding you.
The list on which Harris was number three would have was about to expire when he was promoted, right?
Correct.
So there was a discretionary judgment involved to use the old list rather than a new one.
No, because Chief had announced before he made any promotions that if there was a vacancy that occurred prior to the list expiring, he was going to promote those individuals, and that's what he did.
But that was a discretionary judgment. He could have waited 4 days and promoted and used the new list, right?
Well, it's...
There was a new list.
There was... The new list hadn't... was still being put together. The new list wasn't ready to be put in, implemented.
The new list wasn't completed.
Correct.
They had not completed the process of
Correct.
Preparing the new
but
list.
But if he waited 4 days, he'd have a new list, right?
No, it wouldn't have been 4 days. It would have been further down. A month or two down the road is when the new list got certified.
So the one list expired before the new list was ready?
Correct.
Yeah.
I see. So you're saying they might have run short of lieutenants? Is that the idea?
That was the reason for extending the list back in 03 for 1 year, the public safety concern. So that's why it was extended for 1 year.
But they could have promoted Jones because they knew there was a vacancy coming up.
They could have, but that's not what the chief had announced he was going to do. He said if there were vacancies that occurred prior to the list expiring, he was going to fill those vacancies. And it is the chief's sole discretion to decide when to do that.
But the decision to promote Harris from the new list but not Jones, it wasn't connected with the fact that Harris was black and that the new list was expected to contain more blacks?
No, Harris was promoted because there was a vacancy. Whether he would have been black or white, he would have been promoted.
But there was pressure to appoint more blacks, right?
There were pressure, but it didn't affect the decision-maker.
How do we know it didn't affect the decision-maker?
Because back in 03, he wanted that list to expire.
Pardon?
He wanted that list to expire, Chief Clement, back in 2003, because he felt that more minorities would test in the next hiring process. There's no evidence to show
Say that again? He thought what?
He thought that if the list had expired in 03, the testing process could occur and that more minorities and women would test in that, could test in the
right.
next hiring period.
He wanted more blacks.
He wanted diversity, and diversity in the police department is a factor which can be considered.
Get the euphemism. So he wanted more blacks, and so what about the argument that he played with these lists in a way in order to get more blacks? So he uses the early list to get Harris on, and then he stops the process of promotion, so that future promotions will be made from the new list, which may contain more blacks.
Well, there's no evidence to show that he did that, Your Honor, with all due respect.
It's just an inference from the circumstances.
There's nothing I think you can draw that inference from, because it's clear that what he said he was going to do, if there was a vacancy that occurred prior to the expiration of those lists, he did that, and it affected both whites and blacks. He treated both groups the same. He didn't give any preference to Ralph Harris. He could have invoked a rule of three that would have allowed him to grab Harris, if that's his sole intent was to grab him because he was a minority.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Martini. Mr. Krajewski, I think your time is right. We'll give you a minute, though.
I'll make it brief, Your Honor. There is evidence in the record that at the fourth step of Jones's grievance, he met with the mayor, Mayor Davlin of Springfield, which was the proper person on the fourth step. And during that meeting, in explaining why Jones was not promoted, he explained that he had made the decision to promote Harris. He explained that he promoted him days earlier than the vacancy was open, and he also said he did that because of pressure by the NAACP to promote a black. So I think that shows you, in explaining why he didn't get promoted, he explains the racial reasons why he promoted Harris. And as far as...
But don't you need to show that the decision not to promote Jones was motivated by a desire to use the new list, which would have more blacks on it?
I certainly think you could draw that inference, because the chief had initially objected to extending the list because there would be more blacks on the new list. So I think you're right there. But at the point they were operating on the old list, there was one black candidate for sergeant, and he made it, whereas Jones did not. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Krajewski and Mr. Martinez. Our next case.